25. Nehemiah builds the wall. Nehemiah lived far from his homeland. He was a Jewish man serving as cupbearer to the king of Persia, an important job because the king trusted him to taste his wine. It was a comfortable life. Then word came from Jerusalem. The city where Nehemiah's ancestors had worshipped God was in ruins. The walls were broken down. The gates had been burned. The people who lived there had no protection. Nehemiah sat down and wept. He prayed, and then he did something bold. He asked the king for permission to go rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. The king said yes, and gave him letters of safe passage and timber for the gates. When Nehemiah arrived in Jerusalem, he rode around the city at night, in the dark, looking at the damage. Broken stones, gaps in the walls wide enough for an army to walk through. It was worse than he'd imagined. He gathered the people. "You see the trouble we are in?" he said. "Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned. Come, let us rebuild the wall." And they answered, "Let us start rebuilding." They divided the wall into sections. Each family took a section and got to work. Priests built next to goldsmiths. Merchants built next to perfume makers. Everyone had a piece of wall, and everyone built. But not everyone wanted the wall rebuilt. A man named Sanballat and his allies mocked them. "What are these feeble Jews doing? If a fox climbed up on what they're building, it would break it down." Nehemiah kept building. The enemies got angrier. They plotted to attack. Nehemiah armed the workers. Half the men held spears, while the other half laid stones. Every builder worked with one hand and held a weapon in the other. Then the enemies changed tactics. They sent messages to Nehemiah. "Come down and meet with us on the plain." It sounded reasonable. Just a meeting, just a conversation. But Nehemiah knew they wanted to harm him. He sent back a message. "I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you?" They sent the same invitation four times. Four times Nehemiah gave the same answer. "I am doing a great work and I cannot come down." The wall was finished in 52 days. When people mock your work, keep building. When they threaten you, keep building. And when they try to lure you away with meetings and distractions, remember what Nehemiah said. "I am doing a great work, and I cannot come down." Know what your work is, and don't let anyone pull you away from it. Nehemiah 1 through 6.